My biggest issue with this whole Ellen thing is that it's the dishonesty. Do you know what I mean? When you come out and say you're canceling a show, we all know why you are not going to have your show anymore.
Mm-hmm.
In case you didn't see, Ellen had a big interview with the Hollywood Reporter where she said that after 19 seasons, she's canceling the Ellen show. And the reason she gave is because, you know, as a creative person, she needs more of a creative challenge. And this show, after all this time, is just not a challenge anymore. Bullshit. Like, we all know it's because your ratings suck. And it's been headline news that the Ellen ratings have been the lowest ever in the history of the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, really terrible. Like, as bad as Steve Wilkos show. Like, Steve Wilko and Ellen are kind of like tied for, you know, lowest rated show. She's doing as bad as Tamron Hall. Here's Ellen by the numbers. Okay, to give you an idea, her viewership right now is at 1.5 million. Okay,
mm-hmm.
At its peak, it was 4.2 million.
Wow.
Yeah, 4.2. So from 4.2 to 1.5, the revenue just this year alone, the revenue went down $31 million. If you lose $31 million for Warner or whoever it is that owns your show, King's World, you're persona non grata, especially she's making $84 million a year.
No, she is not making much.
She's making $84 million a year. This is according to the Hollywood Reporter and Vanity Fair. You can't justify a salary like that after you've lost your company $31 million.
Mm.
Know what I'm saying? So it's the dishonesty of it all. It's the fact that so after she got called out, after this whole thing started because I guess some employee had gone on social media and said, like, who has a terrible Ellen story? And then it was a flood. And then we found out that people that she works for and people that she works with all had stories about her. People that have worked for her from the beginning. I have a friend that's worked for her from the very beginning. I've got several friends that work on her show. I have never heard a good story about her.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, do you remember this? You and I had asked one of my friends if she can get us an interview, get Ellen on our show. And her response wasn't, no, sorry, I can't do it. I'm the booker, like whatever her job is.
Mm-hmm.
No, her answer was, she won't talk to me. I'm not allowed to look at her. I'm not allowed to talk to her. That's never going to happen. I'm never going to have that conversation with her. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, wait, you've been there since the beginning. No. So that was like a red flag for me. And that was years ago. So all this stuff came out about how terrible Ellen has been to her people. She starts her season this season with this very heartfelt apology. It was very honest. It was very open. It was very vulnerable. And we're all like, oh, maybe she's learned her lesson. Well, a lot of people are like, that apology was BS. It wasn't any good. Screw her. And I guess they stopped watching the show. They had enough of her at that point. So when you do this interview with the Hollywood Reporter, how about some of that humbleness? How about saying, look, I've had a hard run. I've had a hard go of it. I can't continue to take the amount of money they're paying me when I'm not producing for them, when, you know, I'm not doing well by them. I haven't changed my ways like I said I was going. Like, be honest. You know, so that's the only thing that bothers me about Ellen right now. That's my big beef with her.
Well, the problem now, and it's not just her show, I think it's all TV. You don't know when they're coming back from vacation. They're always on vacation. You don't know when a new season starts and when the season ends. They only really put shows on during sweeps and they just run nonstop reruns. So,
yeah,
you know, that's my issue, is I don't know what's live and what's not. I mean, we haven't talked about Ellen in months, so I didn't even know she was back.
Right. And that's the whole problem. She was back for a little bit, then suddenly they're on vacation. And it's not like they're on vacation because it's Memorial Day or it's the summer. No, it's just like it's a Tuesday and we're not there. It's just, it's random and weird. So I'm with you on that. But if you remember, so Ellen has been having some scandal and some problems publicly for a long time. I don't know if you remember this. This was the first one. This was the first big Ellen cancellation. It was when Mariah Carey was going to make a big announcement that she was pregnant. It's 2008. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Mariah Carey had this big plan to make an announcement that she's pregnant. She's going to say it on, I don't know where, the Twitter at the time, her website, somewhere like that. She was going to go on Oprah, you know, and make the big announcement, Mariah Carey pregnant with twins. She privately told this information to Ellen because they were friendly. So what does Ellen do? Has Mariah on the show, brings champagne on the show, and is trying to force champagne down her throat. And she's not drinking. She's like, why? Why wouldn't you drink champagne? Why can't you give, why can't I give you some champagne?
Mm-hmm.
And force Mariah Carey to be like, bitch, you know I'm pregnant.
Didn't even know that.
Yeah. So that was the beginning where people were like, wow, that's ruthless. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is some savage stuff right there. And Mariah Carey fans were like, you know, F that bitch. They'd had it with Ellen right after that. Then, if you remember, she was, you know, one of these people that advocates for LGBTQ rights, and she's very liberal. And then cut to, there she is at a sports ball game sitting in a box with George Bush.
Mm.
People were like, hi, that's the enemy. And she explained that, I thought this was, she handled it well. She said, you can have friends who disagree with you politically and still be friends with them. And people were like, yeah, his policies made it harder and impossible for you to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And for this big LGBTQ thing that you're so into, it's because of him that we don't have the rights we were promised that we deserve. It's because of him.
Mm-hmm.
So don't give me this. It's your friend. This isn't like it's some celebrity. It's not like it's John Voight and you guys are friends. John Voight's not a policymaker.
Mm-hmm.
George Bush was. So people were like, at that point, they were like, the LGBTQ community were like, Ellen is not one of us. She's one of them.
Still, her ratings were just fine.
Ratings were still doing okay by then. I think the nail in the coffin was the beginning of COVID, when she was sitting there in her $27 million house telling us that it's like being in jail. It's like being in prison. No, my tiny one bedroom apartment with one bathroom and two people. That, I mean, I wouldn't even say my apartment's like being in prison, because
it is.
Well,
there are prison cells that are bigger.
Well, that is true. The prison cell bathrooms are certainly bigger.
Mm-hmm. And more comfortable.
That's a good point. Yeah. But even I wouldn't compare my digs here to being in prison. And for Ellen to do that from her $27 million home, people were like, tone deaf, like, hello, you're rich now, you're one of them, you're not one of us anymore. So it was like a series of things that kept happening with Ellen.
You make $80 million a year, you're not one of us anymore.
Right. Yeah. $84 million a year. We have nothing to talk to each other about.
I don't even know you. You know,
but I think the real nail in the coffin, it was, so first it was the whole thing with, you know, her saying that her $27 million house was a prison. Then it was us finding out all these things, terrible things that people had been saying about her. Then, if you remember, there was that one waitress who was the one that kind of got the ball rolling on the let's be honest about Ellen thing. She came out and said that she gives her lifeblood to this restaurant. She works her butt off. She had worked a very intense brunch shift at this very busy restaurant. On her way, about to go home, somebody didn't show up for the dinner shift. And the manager was like, can you stay? Do you mind? Can you work a double? That wasn't her plan. And she'd worked, you know, it was a really intense day. But she's okay, screw it. I'll stay. I'll work a double.
Mm-hmm.
She's working a double. She gets Ellen DeGeneres in her section. She serves Ellen DeGeneres some food. And because she had already worked a double and been there for 12 hours at that point, her fingernail polish was chipped. Her nail polish was chipped. Ellen calls the manager over and says, that's disgusting. You have a waitress. Yes, you have a waitress working here with chipped nail polish serving food to people, let alone a celebrity. That she needs to go. They fired her on the spot. Ellen insisted that girl be fired, and she was fired. If that isn't an us versus them, if that isn't a tone deaf, I don't understand what it's like to be a regular person anymore thing. I got to tell you, like, I have friends that knew Ellen back in the day, like when she was first starting out. They say she's always been like this. They say this isn't fame. Fame didn't do this to her.
Mm.
I mean, friends of hers in high school came out and they were like, she's always been a total C word.
Right. And now she's just the C word with a lot of money.
Well, I think once you become that level of famous, and I've talked about this in my book, in all my books about celebrity culture, I've always said this, and I've said this because of many, many interviews and a lot of research, that fame does not shape who you are. It only exposes who you really are. It puts a microscope on who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
So people that were a bitch in high school that became famous, they're still bitches. Doesn't change. They just feel entitled to be a bitch now. They feel like, you know what? I don't care. I make $84 million a year. I'm a bitch.
Well, now the spotlight is on you and everybody's looking at you.
You would think it would make you nicer. You'd think you'd be like, wow, everyone's looking at, like, how much am I tipping? I mean, there's always all those lists of like who tips well, who doesn't. You know, you don't want to be shamed in the restaurant community. They're going to be spitting in your food.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand that at all. But some people, it doesn't faze at all. So
yeah.
People like her.
Anyway, so Ellen is ending her show because it's not challenging her creatively.
Well, yep. She's not going to do anything else. I mean, this is it. This is, you know, she's going to take her money. She's going to do the Roseanne thing. She's going to disappear. You're never going to see her again.
I don't think so. I think she's going to continue to do stand up. Remember, she had a stand up special last year with Netflix. It was actually, sorry to say this, it was actually pretty good. I forgot how funny she is.